From this garden tomorrow morning, she will cut a perfect peony bud, white, with its heart delicately traced in red, and give it to him. One single, flawless flower. She hopes that memory will assail him, momentarily stop his breath as it did hers when she saw his name again. She believes fervently in the soul stuff exchanged during their single brief meeting. Too old to care any longer about looking a fool, she hopes once more to witness evidence of the mysterious connection that can arise unexpectedly between strangers. Rose feels sure that a sincere and innocent desire generates the experience that satisfies that desire. He will join her in a moment of memory. What will his memories be? Perhaps the cold of the foreign country, the unexpected difficulties encountered. Will he remember Rose's heartfelt determination to do right by him, to ensure that he will be able to devote himself to his beloved music? She sighs. She cannot know. It does not matter. The young musician she met when he was barely 17 was already a composer. In his youthful naivete, he was passionately determined to walk his whole life on an untainted path of pure bliss. Frankly, fearlessly, he importuned her to rearrange his schedule. He wanted to study willingly, lovingly, he explained. From behind the boy's innocent transparency, the man's powerful self-confidence looked out. She looks again at his picture on the front page of today's paper and stares transfixed at the familiar, yet unfamiliar image of the conductor with his baton upraised. The moonlight streams across her desk. Tomorrow, he will give a concert, and Rose will be seated in the front row.